Wednesday, the 4th of September. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today we're going to read the story that comes just before the story that we're going to read on Friday when we look at the Gospel for Friday. But today we're going to hear about the little story that comes before that in the Gospel of Mark. So, let me read you the story, and then we will see what God is saying to us in it. Jesus left that place and set out for the territory of Tyre. There he went into a house, and he didn't want anyone to know he was there, but he could not pass unrecognized. There was a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit, and she heard about him straight away and came, and she fell at his feet. Now this woman was not Jewish, she was a pagan. And by birth she was a Syrophoenician. And she said to Jesus, "Please, cast the evil demon out of her daughter." And Jesus said a very strange thing to her. He said to her, "Surely the children should be fed first." But she said, "Ah, yes, sir, but even the house dogs under the table can eat the children's scraps." And then he said to her, "For saying this, you may go home happy, and the devil has gone out of your daughter." So she went home and found the child lying on the bed, and the devil was gone. This is a very strange story, isn't it? So for starters, lots of people who think about what do these stories mean when we hear about devils and demons in Scripture. And one of the modern interpretations is that they might be talking about people who have health issues like having fits. I don't know if you've ever seen somebody have a fit, but it's very scary. And you can have a fit if you have a very high temperature and you're a child. You can have a fit from a high temperature. I know my one daughter had fits from very high temperatures. And if we gave her panada syrup, then the temperature would come down and the fitting would stop. But some children have epilepsy. So I have a friend who is an epileptic. And epilepsy means that they don't know when they're going to fit. It's not from a high temperature. It just happens. Something happens in the brain. And long ago, people thought that those people might be possessed by demons. But now we know a little bit more about how the brain works. And in fact, if you have a disease like epilepsy, there are two things that are very helpful. The one is you need to see a neurologist. Do you know what a neurologist is? They're a person who studies the brain and can a doctor who works with the brain. And they can give you anti-epileptic drugs. And they work very effectively. And the other is there are some places in the world now where they train small dogs. Because dogs can apparently smell when someone's about to have a fit. And the dog will alert you and the people around you to the fact that you might be about to have a fit by barking. And then, in a particular barky way, so that you know. And then the person can know, oh, I better lie down so if I have a fit, I don't fall over and hurt myself. Or I don't fall onto the stove. So when we have fits, it's very scary. And we can imagine that this person, the Syrophoenician woman, was very scared about what was going on with her daughter. And she comes to ask for Jesus' help. And Jesus has this funny conversation with her in which he basically says, "I don't think I should be helping you because I'm really here for the Jewish people." And he uses this analogy of you need to feed the children first. And she says, "Yes, but even the dogs in the house will eat up the scraps that the children drop on the floor." And if you've ever been in a house with dogs and children, you will know that the dogs will eat up any scraps the children drop on the floor. I once had a Great Dane who put her head over a child's shoulder and ate the whole top of the ice cream off while she wasn't looking the right way. And when she turned back to have another lick of her ice cream, she was just holding the cone and there was no ice cream in it. And she was quite sad because she was about 3 and she didn't understand what had happened. It went vanish. What does Jesus say? She challenges Jesus, and then he says, basically, "Your faith has saved you. Go home. All is well." And one wonders who he was really talking to. Was he really talking to her? Or maybe he was talking to the people around him, his disciples. Because a couple of times we see Jesus doing this unusual thing for a man of his time, a Jewish man of his time, and going out and having conversations with women and men who weren't Jewish. And that was very frowned upon because people tended to be quite insular and only want to talk to people they knew. Does that happen at school? Maybe it happens in your school. Maybe it doesn't happen in your school, but I know it happened in my school when I went to school. There'd be the in crowd, and then there'd be the others who were not in the in crowd, and we'd only talk to the people in the in crowd. Or if you were like me, maybe you were sitting as one of the out crowd. Very difficult. And Jesus is essentially saying, actually, that's not true. Everybody belongs to God. Not just the children of Israel, but everybody. Everybody is God's child, even the Syrophoenicians. So, just so that you know, a Syrophoenician, she probably came from somewhere in Iran or Syria, somewhere around there. But she was living in Israel, and maybe she was feeling a little bit like an outcast in her society. And then Jesus heals her daughter anyway and sends her home happy. And so I think this is really a story about two things. The one part of the story is what makes us exclude other people? What makes us say, you don't belong to our group, you belong to another group. You go and be over there with those people. And Jesus is essentially asking us to think about that. He's asking us to think, is that right? Is that what God wants? And of course the answer is no. Jesus came for everyone, and we should be for everyone. And the second part is kind of a more modern interpretation of the story, that sometimes we can have people around us who have diseases that we can find are very scary. And we can think maybe there's something very wrong with them, maybe there's something evil about them. But most diseases are just diseases. And if people go and see the right kind of doctors and get the right kind of care, they will get better. They will learn to manage their diseases. And even scary diseases like epilepsy or like febrile convulsions, that's what they're called, febrile convulsions. It means fits that are caused by high temperatures. Even those can be treated in an ordinary way by medicine, by ordinary medicines. And if we get the right treatment from a good doctor, we will be fine. And we shouldn't be scared of diseases that look strange. We should just help people to get the help they need. Let's close our eyes now and let's pray. Lord, help us to be open and generous with ourselves and our time, to see everyone as belonging to you. And help us to understand that people can have diseases that can look frightening to us, but that we are called to be like you and help people to get the help they need to be well. Amen.